Another metaphor that God uses in His Word. Last Sunday night, we looked at a metaphor about arrows, and in Rick's reading in Psalm 45, reminded us of the arrows of the king are in the hearts of his enemies. And we looked at those arrows of God last week, and in Psalm 56, we're going to see another beautiful metaphor for our illumination and understanding. Follow along with me as I read. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praise unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we would ask that you would help me tonight to make clear the things you've given me this week to share with your people in this hour. And Lord, we ask your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 8 of this psalm, we read of this metaphor designed to offer consolation for any who are grieving or struggling as believers in the Lord. You'll see what it says there in verse 8. Thou tellest my wanderings. In other words, he knows all about it. Put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? What I would like to talk about is the tears in God's bottle tonight. What a beautiful reminder that God knows all about our wanderings, and he uses this metaphor reminding us that he sees and knows about all the issues of life that we face. He is the perfect keeper of records. They are in his book. And this expression, my tears in the thy bottle, is an expression. I don't believe there's actually a literal bottle, but that it's an expression that God knows about our tears. He counts them up. Tears have a voice with God. And that's something when we are brokenhearted over one matter or another. And there are many ways that brokenheartedness and tears may flow in our lives, whether it be through the suffering that the psalmist was going through, or whether it be the sadness of losing a loved one, or whatever it may be, God has his eyes upon man's tears as well as upon his ears listening to their prayers. And so we have this picture of God who knows all about what we go through in the struggles of life. And also, God, you know, we hear this expression of penitent tears, those who are weeping. And you know, when we're weeping over sinful things. And there's a lot of sinful things that would cause us to weep. But penitent tears are like divine ambassadors with God, and which they never return to the throne of grace without an answer from God's grace. Peter said nothing, but he wept, went out and wept bitterly. Remember how Peter denied the Lord, and Peter obtained mercy when he wept bitterly. And tears are kind of like a silent prayer, you might say, before God, as when it is the penitent tears that make our eyes water. The sinner's face never shines so beautiful as when it's wet with penitent tears, one author said. And its tears are like a ministry, the ministry of tears to keep us from being too attracted to this world. We see what's going on in the world and it causes us to cry, and it kind of breaks our ties with this ungodly world. The ministry of tears also makes us feel our complete dependence upon God. When we're brokenhearted about something, we have nowhere else to turn. Like the psalmist said, who have I in heaven but thee? Who have I on earth but thee? And yet God, we're learning from this study of tears through the Bible that God does keep track of our tears and keeps a record. The ministry of tears also makes us capable of sympathy toward others. Isn't that so? When we've gone through such a difficult time, we can then be a blessing to someone else who's going through a similar time by coming alongside of them and helping them along the way. And it's like the God of all comfort in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort others when they go through tribulation with the same comfort that we receive from God. It's the same thing when we go through difficulty and tears. I have in my notes here this hymn that we often sing, He is able to deliver thee. And the words go, 'tis the grandest theme through the ages rung. 'Tis the grandest theme for a mortal tongue. 'Tis the grandest theme that the world e'er sung. He is able to deliver thee. Though by sin oppressed, go to him for rest. Our God is able to deliver thee. And God, when we know that God knows about our tears, it's just very heartwarming to us as believers. Back in Psalm 6, if you want to turn back there and see a few verses in Psalm 6, this is another Psalm of David, verses 3 through 10. Psalm 6, verses 3 through 10. Starting in verse 3, my soul is also sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. Go down a little further, he says, I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Here David finds comfort in knowing that the Lord is aware of his groanings night and day that cause his bed, his pillow, to be wet with tears. And he knows that the Lord is hearing the voice of his weeping. Sometimes when we get to that place of weeping, we feel so very alone, but we are reminded that God knows about our tears. Psalm 42 is another place where the psalmist, you know this verse, these passages, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And verse 3 says, my tears have been my meat night and day, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul with me. David also, the psalmist here, also knew of his tears being something that God was aware of. The prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah chapter 9, he said, oh, that my bed were waters, and mine eyes were fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. He was crying out to God of the terrible things that were happening to his people. Lamentations, Jeremiah also wrote, mine eyes do fail with tears. He couldn't even see through his eyes for the tears. And then I was thinking also of this one New Testament reference of this woman in the city who knew that she was a sinner. Look at this with me, if you will, in your Bibles. In Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Starting in verse 36. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. Let me put it this way. She knew she was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat at the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears. And I believe she was weeping because she knew she was a sinner. And she was there at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and did wipe them with her hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him. For she is a sinner. Typical Pharisaical response. Verse 40. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. He said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with her hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Here the Lord Jesus Christ saw this woman's deep humiliation of tears. And these tears were a language that meant so much to the Lord Jesus Christ. She stood behind him weeping. Her eyes had been like outlets of water just flowing down because of her sinful life that she had lived. and they made a fountain of tears, and her face was just foul with weeping. And here was this woman meeting with the Savior like this in true penitence. And their tears, penitent tears, are tears that God always recognizes and makes note of. And so this is another wonderful example of how these prayers were reckoned. I mean, these tears and this labor of love was recognized by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's another passage in the Old Testament that talks about King Hezekiah, how he prayed for recovery from his sickness. And God, it says that God heard and saw his tears and gave him 15 more years. You remember that story? But God saw Hezekiah's, heard his prayer, saw his tears, and actually gave him, extended his life for 15 years. In Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 5, it's written, "I have heard your prayers, I have seen your tears." So God recognizes tears are to fill the eyes of believers until they enter into the promised land. So it's not something we're not familiar with. It's not something we're unacquainted with. We know about this matter of tears. One little poem was said this, it said, "The path of sorrow, and that path alone, leads us to the place where sorrow is unknown." Of course, talking about heaven. And so we know that tears are something that happen to all of us. And sometimes they're tears of a depressed spirit. Sometimes they're the tears of true repentance. Sometimes we're just mourning because of our sin. Whatever it is, we know that tears last for the night, but joy comes in the morning when we rest in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the point that I'm trying to make here is that all outward grief one day will be gone. In the book of Revelation, it says this in verse 16, "They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." And then one other place in Revelation 21, verse 3, "And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there will be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And so this reminder tonight that God is very well aware of our sufferings, of our tears, of our anguish. He knows all about it. And someday we're going to be free from it all. Won't that be a glorious day when we get to glory and tears and crying and sighing will be no more. No more pain, no more suffering. Glory to God. He has our tears in a bottle. They're recorded in his book. Thank you, Lord, for being such a great God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for once again another metaphor. We know that your arrows are for your people to help us in our grow in grace and knowledge. And we know that our tears are for the same reason. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to persevere and to carry on, because we know that you observe with tender compassion and concern when we are afflicted and weep. And Lord, we thank you for showing us the great God that you are today. In Jesus' name, amen.